Humans wearing headphones are hunched over computers in what looks like a regular computer lab. But there are musical keyboards at each workstation, and the teens are nodding their heads to the beat. It's not the newest track from their favorite rapper. It's music they're making themselves. This is a free class that helps young people produce hip-hop.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's okay. So,
Janelle Thomas is one of the students in the class. She has the melody to her jazzy track all set up, but she still needs help.
We already have that recorded. Do you know that next chord? I just go to it.
That's teacher Xavier Polk. He has a baby face and wears Timberlands and a gray polo. Polk is 20 years old and was once a student here himself. Janelle is 15, the age Xavier was when he first started coming to Rise. She's playing on a keyboard that's hooked up to a computer program. She can write music, change its tempo, and add instruments from her keyboard. Right now, they're working on adding a violin.
So what I'm doing right now, I'm actually grabbing whatever key this is, and I'm just dragging it straight down to wherever I need to drag it to. Let's take a listen real quick.
Today, Xavier is a patient teacher and a skilled producer. But a few years ago, he was on a different path. As a teenager, he struggled in school and made some bad choices. But then he found the Rise Center.
I started coming here when I was in the 8th or going to the 9th grade. And I grew up in a house with a single parent, so my mom. And she tried her best to raise me and stuff. But growing up in Richmond, it's a lot of peer pressure and a lot of other stuff that goes on. And I was getting into a lot of violence, so coming to Rise every day after school kept me out of a lot of trouble, a lot of violence, and also gave me a job.
Xavier was a fan of laid-back hip-hop, and he found a mentor. Music became a way to express himself.
I feel like music is a great tool for stress. Me personally, I sit down and hop on the piano and just start playing. I'm forgetting about everything that's happened around me in my city.
And that's exactly what he wants to communicate to his students.
Some youth are dealing with different type of traumas. Lack of income, lack of education, lack of a great environment, lack of food.
The Rise Center gives teenagers the chance to produce real music. Xavier himself has already engineered 2 mixtapes. And now he wants to help teenagers do the same. Dan Riley is one of the leaders at Rise, and he says Xavier shows the impact music can have on teenagers.
Here's a young man who came in the door, linked up with a number of mentors here at Rise, got on track, graduated high school, has a job working in the industry that he wants to work in.
Xavier isn't the only teen in Richmond who started making bad decisions as a teenager. For years, Richmond has been ranked one of the most dangerous cities in America. It's the kind of place where gang wars rage on and off, and being on the wrong side of town at the wrong time can prove deadly. The Rise Youth Center was founded to serve as a safe space for kids.
The idea for Rise actually goes back to the year 2000. There was a series of murders in the city of Richmond, including 4 young folks that were killed, one who died on the steps of Richmond High in the vice principal's arms.
After the murders, youth and adults worked together to figure out what services could help kids like Xavier. Most importantly, the young people said they wanted a safe space. Rise opened its doors in 2008, and it's grown to include a cooking program for young people, mental health services, state-of-the-art video equipment, and a recording studio. These are things most Richmond youth don't get at school. Back in Xavier's beatmaking class, another student, Amandre Winston, is stooped over his computer screen, deep in thought.
Working on a hip-hop beat I'm supposed to be making for my EP.
He's trying to craft a laid-back party track in the style of West Coast hip-hop. He looks up to big-time rappers like Drake.
I'm just trying to get where they at. Hopefully one day I will.
Across the room from Amandre, Janelle Thomas is excited about the direction of her track. She's even adding vocals. She just won Student of the Month. And since there are no music classes at Janelle's public school, Rise is an especially important place for her.
And I really like it because I get to express myself and I get to do what I want, and it just makes me feel better.
And helping teens express themselves is exactly what Xavier does.
I feel like that I inspire them and I motivate them to want to do what I do.
Anne Hoffman, DW, Richmond, California.